praises the Lord.
Oh, let's come into his presence with praise and thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. God can do a lot in a short time.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Talking about the songs that we like, but there are some songs in the hymn book that people don't like. Can you imagine that? When I sang that chorus, "Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me," as we sang together, the way I learned it here at camp was, "O thou spirit divine, all my nature refine." And then Brother Edwin Waldfogel, when he would sing it in his church, he says, "God doesn't refine our nature. He replaces our nature with his nature." So then he changed it to, "O thou spirit divine, fill this temple of mine." Well, that worked too. Now, I think when Brother Gordon sang it the way he did, he understood that God was going to, just get rid of his nature and replace it with the nature of Christ. And so they were both right. So then I came up with a verse. So why not? So I tried to merge the two together. "O thou spirit of grace, all my nature displace." That's exactly what it means, right? Jesus isn't going to fix you up and make you better. He's going to lay you aside completely so he can move in and he can live through you. Praise God. So let's sing it my way, okay? Same key, Lil?
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all his wondrous compassion and purity. Spirit of grace, oh, the spirit of grace, all my nature displace, till the beauty of Jesus be seen. Wonderful Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh yes, Lord, hallelujah, oh yes, Lord.
Make us more like you, Jesus, today, and let the image of our Heavenly Father be more clearly reflected in our lives. We're your children, and you want us to bear your image in this world. And so, Lord, we pray that as we worship you today and seek you throughout this day, Lord, that you will bring about changes. We heard last night that you want to change us from glory to glory. And so, Lord, we claim more of those glorious changes that you have in mind for us today. Thank you, Lord, that you're making us more like Jesus. We're not what we used to be. We're not all that we should be. But we have a wonderful God who promised if he began a good work in us, he will bring it to completion. And so help us to trust you to do it, Lord, today. We pray that you'll bless down again. We pray down in the village among the young people. Thank you, Lord, for gathering them together at this time. And thank you for the work that you are doing among them. I trust they had a good meeting last night, a good start. And now today and tomorrow, Lord, we just pray that you'll pour out your Spirit, that you'll give your word and the power of the Holy Ghost, that you'll enable them to seek you with all their hearts, Lord. And we pray you'll meet them and fill them. Lord, we pray that they'll go home changed, more of what you want them to be. We pray that for all of us, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. It's always interesting when you see the kids. You can almost tell what family they're from, you know, just by looking at them. Nice combination of mom and dad. Some lean one way, some the other. I was talking to our brother David. I was telling him that the name Kenneth actually means handsome. Did you know that? My name means handsome. And his response was, "This is your name?" He was totally baffled by the thought. And I told him I said I was handsome when I was a baby, but. I always like to ask the kids in school what their names, do you know what your name means? My name's Ruth. I tell them, you know that Ruth's in the Bible? Yeah. So I tell them her story of Ruth. You know, you look for any opportunity to legitimately slip something in without maybe losing the job entirely. so that's always nice.